This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through September 16, 2015. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The planet Saturn appears like a bright golden star in the constellation Libra the Scales. It is conspicuous in the southwest sky as twilight deepens and sets shortly after 10 o'clock p.m. A telescope is needed to see the spectacular rings of Saturn. The waning crescent moon is visible before sunrise until the 11th and is new on the following morning. The moon appears as waxing crescent low in the west-southwest during evening twilight on the 15th. Three planets are visible above the eastern horizon at dawn. Look at 6 o'clock a.m. to see the brightest planet, Venus, about 10 degrees, the span of sky covered by your clenched fist held out at arm's length to the upper right of the currently dim red planet Mars. The second brightest planet, Jupiter, is below Mars and just above the horizon. The bright star Regulus of the constellation Leo the Lion is the white star located 10 degrees below Mars and 7 degrees above Jupiter. On the 10th, the slender moon will pass between Venus and Mars. On the 11th, the moon appears to the right of Regulus. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, September 19th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.